understand the differences between men and women. Lots of smart folks end up ditching their jobs or hitting roadblocks at work because they struggle to figure out how to collaborate with people of the opposite sex. You see, men and women often put each other in boxes, leading to mix-ups and communication breakdowns. But if we get a grasp on gender intelligence, we can see that these differences aren't weaknesses but strengths. Many companies push for gender equality, but that just pushes everyone to act alike. But when men and women are free to be themselves, businesses thrive. We get a wider range of ideas and better performance overall. Since 1982, most college graduates in the U.S. have been women. And from 2009 onwards, women have been earning more doctoral degrees than men. However, even though they make up half of the workforce today, women still face male dominance in many workplaces. Despite holding half of the middle management positions in Fortune 500 companies since the 1980s, very few women manage to climb up to executive-level roles. Currently, in the U.S., women hold less than 20% of executive-ranked jobs. Gender, rules, and challenges. In today's corporate landscape, companies are on edge about facing sexual harassment lawsuits. Each year, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, deals with around 12,000 complaints related to sexual harassment. And when these cases go to trial, the average payout to the complainant is a hefty $250,000. This fear has led many firms to implement strict measures like prohibiting closed-door meetings between male and female colleagues and restricting shared business lunches or travel. For men in the workplace, there's a set of unwritten rules they try to stick to. Prioritize results over effort, only speak up when they have something meaningful to contribute, and don't take things too personally. However, what men often overlook is that these rules can be tough for women to adhere to. Why? Because men and women tend to approach things differently in how they think, speak, and act. 8 typical gender blind spots create workplace conflict between the sexes. Gender blind spot number 1. Do men need to change? Women often express frustration with how men overlook their ideas and concerns. They believe they have to put in twice the effort to earn recognition and feel left out of professional and social circles. In meetings, when women raise questions, men often brush them aside, not realizing how dismissive this can feel. Men tend to thrive in environments where they're in charge, but they might not realize that their behavior can be alienating to women who are often in the minority. Mary Lynn, a senior CPA at a major audit firm, highlights how the real decisions seem to happen outside of formal meetings, during bonding sessions over cigars and drinks, to which she's rarely invited. Men might mistakenly assume that women aren't interested in advancing their careers or building relationships with clients through activities like golf. Women frequently feel excluded simply because of their gender. Gender blind spot number 2. Women don't feel valued or appreciated. Why do women quit their high-level jobs? It's not just about personal reasons. A study of 2,400 women from big companies found that most leave because they feel undervalued, 68%. Feeling left out of decisions, 65%, and working in male-dominated environments, 64%, also drive them away. They seek appreciation for their efforts, unlike men who focus on results. Men often prefer to work solo, while women like teamwork. The problem is men often don't realize women feel unappreciated at work. The survey showed that women want recognition for their efforts, while men care more about their results. Men often prefer working solo and dislike unsolicited advice, while women enjoy collaboration. Surprisingly, many men don't realize that women feel unappreciated at work, which creates a blind spot. Gender blind spot number 3, women feel excluded. Most women feel left out at work, while men don't even notice. In a recent survey, a whopping 82% of female workers said they felt excluded from meetings, social events, and feedback sessions. Shockingly, 92% of men didn't think they were excluding women at all. It's like two different worlds. Take this Norwegian company, for example. They have this annual ice fishing trip that all the male executives are super excited about. They plan it together and see it as a chance to bond. But none of the female managers, who make up 40% of the company, get to go. The guys say it's an old tradition that started before women joined the company, and they don't want to change it. But for the women, it's more than just missing out on a fishing trip. It's about missing out on opportunities to climb the career ladder. Gender differences in communication, teamwork, and problem solving. Men and women often think differently, and it's not about one being better than the other. Men usually assume that if someone has something to say, they'll speak up, while women make sure to include everyone, even those who are quieter. Men might interrupt more often, which women can find rude. Also, men tend to crack jokes that might not always be understood by everyone. When it comes to mentoring, women might miss out because men sometimes hesitate to mentor them, fearing misunderstandings or lawsuits. Teamwork is another area where men and women have different perspectives. For women, it's about building relationships and making sure everyone participates. For men, it's more about efficiency and dividing up tasks to avoid duplication. Men also tend to make decisions independently, which can sometimes come across as excluding women. Women have a larger limbic system, which handles emotions, while men have a larger amygdala, which deals with action. This means men often tackle problems with a fight or flight response, focusing on one thing at a time or putting it off for later. Women, on the other hand, see problems as interconnected and like to talk them out to lower their stress. Gender blind spot number 4, men walk on eggshells. Some guys feel like they're walking on thin ice around women, especially at work. They're worried about upsetting them, especially during evaluations and projects. They say they're scared of saying something wrong and end up holding back their thoughts to avoid upsetting women. On the flip side, women say they want honest feedback from men. But guys feel like women get too emotional, sometimes even crying or taking criticism personally. To build trust, both men and women need to talk openly. Guys should adjust how they talk and act around women, and women should learn to handle feedback without taking it to heart. It's about understanding each other and finding a balance. Gender blind spot number 5. Women ask too many questions. Men often grumble about women asking too many questions, especially during meetings. But here's the thing. Women see their questions as their best way to get things done. They ask to spark ideas, figure out what's important, and reach the best outcome possible. Their aim is building agreement, showing they care about projects and people, offering helpful thoughts, and seeking support. Rarely are these questions meant as criticisms. Asking questions and really listening can be a superpower. Imagine if more women were in charge during the 2008 financial crisis. Maybe we wouldn't have faced such a huge mess, because female financial experts tend to play it safe. They gather loads of info and ask tons of questions, way more than their male counterparts. Women find it tough to dish out negative feedback, even when it's necessary. Gender blind spot number 6, men don't listen. Women often feel frustrated because they believe men don't listen to them. However, it's not that men don't listen, but rather they communicate differently. For instance, when men are focused on a task, they might seem distracted or interruptive, but it's because they're often deeply engaged in their work. Men's communication style in meetings, like interrupting each other, is often driven by a desire to build on ideas rather than disregard them. Women can improve communication by being clearer about what they need from men. In terms of cognitive differences, women tend to have better access to past events and memories, while men often excel in focused tasks due to their ability to compartmentalize thoughts effectively. This is because men's brains have more gray matter, which handles information processing, while women's brains have more white matter, facilitating connections between different brain regions and aiding multitasking. Gender blind spot number 7, women are too emotional. Men often accuse women of being too emotional because women tend to express their feelings openly, while men tend to keep their emotions hidden. When faced with a problem, men often stay silent if they can't immediately find a solution. They might misunderstand when women express their emotions, thinking they want to help to solve a problem when all they really want is to share their feelings. Society plays a big role in this dynamic. Men are taught to suppress their emotions, which can make it hard for them to express how they feel. Because of this, they might rush into decisions without considering all angles. This is where women can help by offering their emotional insights, which can complement men's impulse to act quickly. Women's ability to reflect on their feelings can help men slow down and think things through more thoroughly. Gender blind spot number 8. Men are insensitive. Women often remember more details and show more empathy than men. They might feel frustrated when men forget names, dates, or other specifics, seeing them as insensitive. On the other hand, men may not notice as much detail, not because they don't care, but because they're wired differently. Men, on the other hand, tend to be more competitive and focused on achieving goals. During discussions, they may come across as insensitive to women, especially when they assert their plans without much room for discussion. Communication can be tricky for both genders, especially in writing. Emails and texts lack the nuances of voice tone, often leading to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. Sometimes, women can be insensitive to men, particularly when they offer unsolicited advice or correction in front of others. This can make men feel undermined and incompetent. Both men and women need to understand and respect each other's communication styles and preferences. Create inclusive collaboration. Smart guys who get it include everyone, especially women, in meetings and hangouts. They ask for their input, welcome their questions, and really listen. They know that when women ask questions, they're just trying to understand things better and find solutions, and smart girls get it too. They understand that guys are all about getting things done. They don't call guys out in public or assume they're being mean or cold. They know that for guys, the end goal matters more than the journey, and they want to be seen as strong and capable. Smart people don't talk down to others or disrespect them. They show respect and treat everyone equally. Key points. 1. Gender differences in communication often lead to misunderstandings and conflicts at work. 2. Women frequently feel undervalued and excluded in male-dominated workplaces. 3. Men and women have different approaches to problem-solving and teamwork. 4. Understanding and respecting each other's communication styles is crucial for collaboration. 5. Women tend to ask questions to spark ideas and seek consensus. 6. Men may appear insensitive due to differences in emotional expression. 7. Inclusive collaboration requires welcoming input from all team members.